The finicky price of oil.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A couple weeks ago, fears about Iran and Nigeria drove crude oil close to $70 a barrel. Today, it's back under $61, and the difference at the gas pump is pretty noticeable, at least a few cents. So a report today from the federal government will come as welcome news. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The Energy Department report shows oil prices dropping to around $47 a barrel by 2014. That's far below today's prices and counters some of the $100 a barrel plus peak oil projections that have been circulating in recent months. Paul Holtberg, one of the report's authors, says that's because there's plenty of oil to go around. It just takes time for supply to catch up with demand.
We expect that the high prices you see today are going to result in increased investment in the short term, as well as some impact on the demand side.
In other words, more drilling and fewer SUVs will boost the global oil supply and ease the current sticker shock. But even Holtberg admits it's not that simple. The report doesn't consider any changes in energy policy like a gas tax or greenhouse gas limits. It also leaves out any potential supply disruptions from international conflicts, such as Iran. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
So if you're looking to save on gas and protect the environment, buy a hybrid, right? Well, not necessarily. Yes, the Honda Insight Hybrid is number one on the green car survey out today, but only three of the 12 cars on the list are hybrids. The American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says technology advances have given conventional cars a boost. Almost all of the greenest cars are from Asian automakers, namely Honda and Toyota. The worst-ranking vehicle, the Dodge Ram SR10 pickup truck. It gets a whopping 9 miles to the gallon. If your company is called Custer Battles, you just have to make the news somehow. That's the name of a U.S. military contractor facing a civil fraud trial in Virginia today. Two ex-employees spilled the beans about some bad behavior, and as Eric Kneeler reports, they could be counting some beans soon.
Custer Battles is charged with overbilling the Pentagon millions of dollars by running fake invoices through its subsidiaries. It's the first case to determine whether a U.S. anti-fraud law applies to American firms doing business in Iraq. Pratap Chatterjee is with the taxpayer advocacy group CorpWatch.
If U.S. tax money is used and a whistleblower brings a claim and the money is recovered, the whistleblower gets a percentage of it. And in the case of Custer Battles, we're not absolutely sure what jurisdiction applies out here.
The company is charged with misspending U.S. taxpayer money, Iraqi government money, and funds from the former Coalition Provisional Authority. Pentagon officials have blocked the company from any new contracts. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneeler for Marketplace.
So what do women really want? Apparently good credit. A survey by credit score maker Fair Isaac finds women want men with a steady job and a good credit history. Men said they were looking for a sense of humor and a good kisser. Well, that's a big surprise. The Dow dropped 26 points to 10,892, and the NASDAQ fell 22 points. Google shares dropped almost 5% after the newspaper Barron's predicted the stock could fall 50%. You're listening to Marketplace. This Valentine's Day, a match you're going to find hard to believe. The result, some very racy love stories. Here's Marketplace's Brian Watt.
If I told you NASCAR and Harlequin of romance novel fame hooked up, what would you say?
Obviously, Brian, is a different type of relationship.
Carrie Tharp of NASCAR told me the relationship was all business. 40% of race fans are women, and those women like to read. So Harlequin made the first move. Now it plans to publish up to 19 NASCAR-themed romance novels. Marlia Stout is a spokeswoman for the publisher.
That excitement and passion for the sport stays with you, and you want to be involved in as many ways as you can.
And NASCAR's Tharp says he knows what'll drive this deal.
What you have here is a relationship between two extremely brand loyal groups.
And in love, loyalty goes a long way. I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Conversations from the Corner Office is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Because smart people strategies are smart business strategies. SHRM.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. So it's that one day a year when those of us who are single, well, we save a little money at least. It's rough out there, I'll tell you. Sure, there's online dating now, but don't you wish it was easier to meet people like it was back in college? Well, there is a college that's trying to hook up its alumni. Here's Marketplace's Brett Neely.
My alma mater, Occidental College, has a new mission. It still wants to be a small, liberal arts college, but Oxy also wants to help its unattached graduates fall in love. At this Thai restaurant in Los Angeles, about 20 fellow alumni from the past 10 years are lining up for speed dating.
Here's what it's going to be. The girls are all numbers. The guys are all letters. You're 5 minutes each. Men will be moving, since that's the chivalrous, gallant thing to do.
They're strict about the time limit. No leisurely conversations allowed.
I graduated in 96.
Oh, okay. So you're away. You're before
my
time.
Yeah, did you graduate?
2002.
Okay.
Everyone's chatting, but there's not a lot of flirting. If all you've got in common is where you went to school, what else do you talk about?
Do you like Oxy?
I love Oxy. It was great, yeah.
Alumni groups at NYU, MIT, and Northwestern have also held similar events. Paul Fain writes for the Chronicle of Higher Education. He says nights like these aren't really about filling graduates' little black books. They're about hooking alumni up with the alma mater.
They'll do events to really make the institution stick in people's minds and to build loyalty. They call this friend making. And oftentimes, once you've built that loyalty, the money will just come in.
Sponsoring speed dating may be a particularly savvy move for colleges. That's because alumni who marry fellow alumni give it much higher rates than other graduates. Almost 93% of Oxy grads married to other Oxy grads have given money to the school. In the world of alumni fundraising, that number's astronomical. And that trend holds nationwide. When alumni get hitched, the money flows.
Okay, you're all going to get a little card with everyone's name on it.
Ashley Rosen heads up the Young Alumni Committee. She's single and organized tonight's festivities. She's building on a hunch.
The general rumor is that somewhere around 65 to 70% of Oxy people are married to other Oxy people.
Not true, actually. The alumni office says that only 5% of alumni have married each other. One of them's here tonight, observing his potential dates from a corner.
I dated somebody at Oxy. I married her a couple years after we graduated, and unfortunately we got divorced, and for some reason I'm back at the well again.
John graduated a little more than 10 years ago. Hasn't been to an alumni event since then. His first donation, the $7 admission charge he paid to get in. But if he meets someone tonight, John swears he'll give generously.
Oh, absolutely. 10% of all my earnings.
And then he's off to meet some young ladies from the class of 2005. In Los Angeles, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Valentine's Day.
American Public Media.
It's not your normal dinner invitation.